for the expected and unexpected things in life. And by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Renewed hopes for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Talks are continuing in Cairo, Egypt. In the U.S. over the weekend, there were protests at nearly 50 colleges and universities. ABC's Trevor Ault has details.
Saturday demonstrations from Northeastern to Indiana, Washington University in St. Louis, and Arizona State. Many demanding their schools divest from companies believed to be profiting from the war and calling for a ceasefire. Several accusing police and their universities of infringing on their right to protest.
In Oklahoma, the cleanup is getting underway after the weekend's devastating tornadoes. They killed four people in the state, including a four-month-old, and injured at least 100. The wider severe weather killed a fifth person in Iowa. No testimony today in former President Trump's criminal trial. It resumes tomorrow. ABC News has learned the former president met yesterday with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. This is ABC News. Opening statements are set for today in the trial of seven people in Minnesota. They're accused of stealing more than $40 million from a COVID-era program to provide meals to kids. Prosecutors say they instead spent the money on luxury cars, jewelry, and travel. China is setting its sights on the far side of the moon.
China planning to send a robotic spacecraft on a round trip to the moon's far side in the first of three technically demanding missions that Chinese officials hope will open the door for a crewed landing and a base on the lunar South Pole. NASA has repeatedly warned China could claim any water resources found as its own. Beijing insists it is committed to building a shared future based on cooperation with other nations. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
And as WNBA fans prepare to greet Caitlin Clark, they're going to have to say goodbye to one of the league's all-time greats. Candace Parker, two-time league MVP and three-time WNBA champion, announced her retirement. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The other day, Terry and I walked from his mountaintop mansion over the ridge to see the rock outcropping that we used to hike to and sit on when we were in second and third grade. It was kind of nostalgic to see the rock that we spent time on solving all the world's problems 60 years ago. After all, we were about 7 years old at the time, and we had everything figured out. What was interesting about this trip to the rock is that it didn't seem nearly as big as it did to me when we were kids. Don't get me wrong, that rock is still a big rock. It's still a long way above everything else, and a fall from that height would probably still hurt, but it isn't quite as scary as it seemed back then. Of course, back then, I never admitted to Terry that I was scared. That's the way it is with our walk with Christ. As we mature with Christ, as we get bigger in Him, the obstacles and hard places don't seem nearly as big and ominous. God has been faithful to us through life's ups and downs. He's parted the waters of our Red Sea, and we've walked through on dry ground. He's protected us with His pillar of smoke by day and His pillar of fire by night. No longer do we look at the obstacles in our lives with fear, because we know that God is with us. So friends, be strong and courageous. God's got this, and you can trust Him.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flowerbed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with 5 shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like the brunt of the rain is shifting east and north of our area thanks to this low-pressure system currently in southeast Minnesota tracking northeast. It's possible a few glimmers of sunshine may occur today, and temperatures relatively seasonal. It should be a touch warmer tomorrow with more sunshine expected, so get out there and enjoy. Meanwhile, some heavy thunderstorms should break out later tomorrow afternoon in parts of southern Minnesota and western Iowa. They will weaken as they head our way tomorrow night, but still enough to bring us some rain at least by the late evening. Right now, it looks like maybe a few tenths of an inch are possible. As we head into Wednesday, back to mainly quiet weather, nice temperatures out there as well. But a large storm system will move in from the southwest for late Wednesday night and Thursday, bringing plenty of showers once again to the region. That one could be quite a soaking with at least an inch expected through Thursday night. Temperatures will cool down behind that system as we head into next weekend as well. So today, mostly cloudy to a few sun peaks, an isolated shower possible and turning breezy, high in the mid-60s. Southeast wind turning southwest at 10 to 17. For tonight, partial clearing, low 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer, high up to 71. Wind southwest becoming south around 10 miles per hour. Tuesday night showers likely by late evening, maybe a thunderstorm, low at 51. Wednesday, partly cloudy and pleasant, high 73. Showers and thunderstorms likely late Wednesday night. Thursday, mainly cloudy with some occasional showers and storms likely, low 50, high up to 70. Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler, chance of showers early, low 52 with a high of 63. Saturday, variably cloudy, some isolated showers possible, low 43, high 61. Sunday looks a little cool with peaks of sun, maybe some patchy light rain, high 59. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank is very proud of its tradition, but the bank has a sharp focus on the future. The Hometown Savers Club helps young people learn about the importance of saving money. Youth ages 13 to 18 are eligible to open a Hometown Savers Club account. Richland County Bank encourages young people to make regular deposits regardless of size. Each time a $10 deposit is made to a Hometown Savers Club account, you'll receive a bonus card stamp. Once you have filled your bonus card with $100 in deposits, you may choose a gift certificate from one of the participating merchants as a thanks for being wise and saving money. Richland County Bank knows learning to save money now will make it much easier later. And each year, an area high school senior who is a Hometown Savers Club member will be selected to receive a $500 scholarship. Learn more about the Hometown Savers Club at Richland County Bank in Richland Center. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
51 degrees, cloudy with occasional rain today. 63 was the high yesterday. That was hit at midnight early Sunday morning. We did pick up 86/100ths of an inch of rain yesterday. The morning low today has been 46. The record high for this day, April 29th, 1952, it topped out at 88, while the record low, 22, was set in 1969. Last year, the extremes, 55 the high, 42 the low. Sunset will occur at a minute after 8 tonight. Sunrise time will be at 5:57 tomorrow morning. The air is calm, barometer steady at 29.74. It looks like it's quit raining for the time being anyway. We have picked up 4/100ths of an inch of rain, and it is 51 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and also by WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look back at sports from over the weekend, a look ahead at today's schedule, if they can squeeze them in between the puddles, details on some rule changes for high school wrestling as well. Moving into more of the college rules for scoring coming up, beginning with the next school year, next season as well. That coming up in just a little bit from WRCO, plus a rough weekend for the Brewers and a tough night for the Bucks last night.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscoville.
Napa know-how.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. First of all, we recap some over the weekend activities. The Richland Center High School golf team played in the Platteville Invite on Saturday. Senior Roman Johnson led the Hornets, and he had the second best score of the tournament, firing a 72. Connor Hying had a 90, Andrew Knable a 94, and Trayton Shep with a 100. The Hornets team score was 361, good enough for third out of 13 teams. McFarland won the event, shooting a 341, while Argyle Pecatonica had a 354. Over the weekend, baseball action at Mary Roundtree Evans Field in Baraboo. Richland Center was a winner against Baraboo 10-6. Whoever lost in the other game played Saturday 21-5 to Columbus. It was a win for Ithaca over Seneca in Ridge and Valley Conference action. The Bulldogs scored a run late in the game in the seventh inning to pull out the win 1-0 over Seneca. It was Dodgeville 6, Potosi 4, Toma 10-2 over Adams Friendship, Portage 7, and Lodi 5 among the baseball scores. In softball action, it was a win for Highland over Hillsboro, 12-0, Iowa Grant 9-1 over Seneca. Those games played at Iowa Grant on Saturday. Wazika Steuben a winner against Cashton, 10-0, in action played at Wazika Steuben over the weekend. It was a win as well for Melrose Mindoro over Cashton, 24-6, the final score. Also a win for Orangeville over Columbus, 7-0, and Hillsboro beats Seneca 13-4 in high school softball from over the weekend. Today on the schedule, golf action for Southwest Conference teams, including River Valley and Richland Center. They will be at House on the Rock Golf Course in Spring Green. Also, there is a track meet hosted by Richland Center. The Hornets entertaining several teams. And again, weather permitting, Adams Friendship, Hillsboro, North Crawford, Viroqua, Wazika Steuben, and Wanewoc Center will all be at the Richland Center Sports Complex. The Richland Center baseball team is planning to play Mauston at Woodside Sports Complex in Mauston, and the Richland Center soccer girls with a match that was originally scheduled for Friday and moved to today. The Hornets are in La Crosse to take on Logan High School. For River Valley, it's baseball action at home against Fenimore. Also on the schedule, Sauk Prairie is playing host to River Valley, and the River Valley soccer girls slated to host Wisconsin Heights. In the Ridge and Valley, Weston will be doing battle at Kickapoo in baseball. The Ithaca baseball and softball teams will be at North Crawford. For the Bulldog softball team, they have a doubleheader scheduled against the Trojans. Plenty of track and field action today at Fenimore High School. Ithaca Weston will be there. Riverdale as well from the area. Argyle, Benton, Boscobel, Cassville, Cuba City, Darlington, Fenimore, Iowa Grant, Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca, and Southwestern, along with Tri-State Home, will be at Fenimore High School. The Riverdale softball team scheduled to go to Cobb today to take on Iowa Grant, and the Riverdale baseball team slated to play at Westby this afternoon. Word is, just depending on grounds and weather permitting, that game could be also moved back home to Riverdale if it is indeed played. Our schedule on the broadcast, we're just going to kind of wait and see who might have a game today, because certainly it is up in the air at this point. If we do have a game, it'll be on at 5 this afternoon on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Over the weekend, the annual alumni basketball games were held at the UW Richland Gym Saturday. In the women's contest, the red team defeated the blue 49-33. The red team was paced by Sarah McGlynn Thayer with 19 and Shawnee Fink 15. The blue team is led by Amanda Blado with 15 and Lisa Durst Benson with 11. In the men's Roadrunner alumni game, the blue team edged the red squad 55-53. Gavin Nedland had 26 points for the winners, and Grant Dahl added 13. Luke Bay with 25 for the red team, and Zach Thayer scored 12. Also in sports, big changes coming up for high school wrestling in the state of Wisconsin. It was officially announced by the WIAA over the weekend. Beginning with the 24-25 season, high school wrestlers will be inbounds with only one point of contact of either wrestler inside or on the boundary line. The fundamental change to high school wrestling was one of six major changes impacting almost 30 rules recommended by the NFHS Wrestling Rules Committee at its meeting earlier this month in Indianapolis. In addition to the one point of contact change, points awarded for a near fall have been revised in high school wrestling. 2 points will be awarded when near fall criteria are held for 2 seconds, 3 points for 3 seconds, 4 points for 4 seconds, and 5 points if the defensive wrestler is injured, indicates an injury, or bleeding occurs after the 4-point near fall has been earned. In another change in scoring rules, opportunities to earn more points will also be available when executing a takedown. Beginning next season, wrestlers will be awarded 3 match points instead of 2 when securing a takedown. The committee also approved a change regarding the technical fall. Now the rule states if a takedown or reversal straight to a near fall criteria creates a 15-point advantage, the match shall continue until the near fall criteria is no longer met. Conclusion of the near fall criteria is immediate. The change clarifies when the tech fall has concluded in relation to the near fall criteria being met. Also, they say in another change, the 10-foot circle at the center of the wrestling mat is now optional. Wrestlers now will be encouraged to stay in the center of the mat instead of within the 10-foot circle. On the state of Wisconsin scene, down not one, but 2 superstars, the Bucks dropped a 3rd straight playoff game to the Indiana Pacers, 126-113. Indiana leads the best of 7 series, 3-1. Both Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard were not available for the game. Center Brook Lopez scored 27 points and Chris Middleton 25. Milwaukee was only down by 3 points by halftime, but the Pacers pulled away in the third period. Indiana can advance to the next next round if it takes Tuesday's game at Fiserv Forum. It isn't clear if Lillard or Giannis will be available by then. Bobby Portis was ejected 5 minutes into the game last night after a confrontation that led to his ejection. Doc Rivers commented on
it. I haven't seen the play. I don't even know what happened, to be honest. But that clearly hurt us. There's no doubt about that. And we would have loved him to stay out there. But I really don't have any comment because I didn't see the play.
Coach Rivers says he is proud of this group.
Our guys were playing their hearts out, like they really were. I love that our team, no matter what anyone thought, they believed we could win this game. And it shows a lot about this basketball team. And what I loved about it the most is after the game, they're disappointed that they didn't win the game. This is a great group to coach.
Elsewhere in the NBA, New York was winner 97-92 over Philadelphia. The LA Clippers beat Dallas 116-111, and Minnesota a winner against Phoenix 122-116. In Major League Baseball, the Brewers had a rough weekend. For a second game in a row, the Yankees abused Brewer pitchers for 15 runs. First baseman Anthony Rizzo went 4-for-4 and hit his 300th career home run in the 15-5 win. Milwaukee first baseman Jake Bowers hit a three-run homer and also pitched a scoreless ninth inning after the game was out of hand. The game was 4-4 when New York exploded for 7 runs after 2 were out in the 6th inning. The Brewers are back at home tonight with Bryce Wilson starting the game against the Tampa Bay Rays. Crew chief Andy Fletcher says Aaron Judge should have been called for interference for his slide on a botched double play attempt that sparked New York's winning rally. Judge raised his left arm while sliding into second base as shortstop Willie Adames was throwing to first in an attempt to complete a double play in the 6th inning. Adames' throw hit Judge's padded hand and fell to the ground. The Yankees went on to break that tie and 15 runs total. Elsewhere, it was the Mets 4-2 over St. Louis, Washington 12, Miami 9, San Francisco 3-2 over Pittsburgh, Philadelphia 8, San Diego 6. In the American League, Detroit 4, Kansas City 1, the White Sox 4-2 over Tampa Bay, Oakland 7, Baltimore 6, Minnesota 11-5 over the Angels. Interleague play, Toronto 3-1 over the Dodgers, Atlanta 4, Cleveland 3, Texas 4, Cincinnati 3, Houston 8-2 over Colorado, Arizona beat Seattle 3-2, Boston 5-4 over the Cubs. NFL experts put the Packers Hall in last week's draft in the middle of the pack. That's pretty good when you consider they started at number 25. GM Brian Gutekunst talked about the draft.
It's a long process that starts in the middle of the summer for our guys, and to get to the kind of the end of it and feel really good about helping your football team is a really good feeling. So I'm very, very appreciative of everyone's efforts. And again, I think we had a really good opportunity in front of us as we started on Thursday, and sitting here right now, I feel like we did a lot of good things for our football team. So we're excited about that.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Let us put some spring back into your step with our Warm Up to Savings sale now through May 31st at Badgerland Flooring, and give your home a fresh look with over 50 styles and colors of Adore, Trends, and Paramount luxury vinyl tiles and planks on sale now. If you've been thinking about new flooring, now is the time to take advantage of these incredible savings by stopping into our showroom on Highway 14 in Richland Center, or look us up at BadgerlandFlooring.com.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Selling that 4x4 really hurt my pride. But the cold, hard fact was the lack of room inside. Well, so long to my younger days, I don't cruise for chicks no more. Now it's luggage racks and fruit juice packs and a nifty sliding door. And I'm singing, goodbye 20s, hello minivan. Look out 30s, I'm becoming my old man. The keys are in my pocket, yeah, I got the title in my hand. Goodbye 20s, hello minivan. I can see us on the highway, baby's fast asleep. Mama reads a book, and I'm in the driver's seat. Heading off to places we've never been before, with everything I need in room for more. Goodbye 20s, hello minivan. Look out 30s, I'm becoming my old man.
It is 8:30. Good morning on a Monday from WRCO Radio. It's not a real drying day yet. Off and on rain at the WRCO studios. And we're at 52 degrees right now in RC. Coming up, more details on how you can win with the trivia question of the day. We'll have that for you. And more regular features along the way as well today. Our morning show community conversation. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on at St. Mary's School. A special week with Walk for Virtues coming up at the end of the week, May 3rd. It's unbelievable when you start talking about the month of May. I can't get that through my little noggin, but it's happening. It's going to be here before we know it in a couple of days. This is Diana Upton Hill and Live, Love Well.
Love is like rain, gently kissing your face, washing the fears from life's storm. And words are like flames, they can burn people down, or you can keep others warm. It starts with me, it starts with you, so whatever you do, do love well. Whatever you say, to change somebody's day, because days turn to weeks and the weeks disappear into years. But what's still here, it's up to me, it's up to you, so whatever you do. So whatever you
H.P. Johnson on a flat bottom metal boat. Coke cans and BB guns, barbed wire and old fence posts. 8-point bucks in autumn and freshly cut cornfields. One arm out the window and one hand on the wheel. Some things just go better together and probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Well, pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. Your license in my wallet when we go out downtown. Your lipstick stained every coffee cup that I got in this house. The way you say I love you too's like rain on an old tin roof. And your hand fits right into mine like a needle in a groove. Some things just go better together and probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. Sometimes we're oil and water, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And if I'm being honest, your first and my last name would just sound better together and probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. And me, as long as you're right here.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on. Gosh.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
Trim your home's interior with millwork from All American Do It Center. Western Building Products offers high-quality wood trim and interior doors for your home in maple, oak, poplar, or pine. Molding, stairs, baseboards, columns, plus those trendy interior rustic barn doors are all available from Western Building Products. Unfinished or pre-finished woodwork is available. Ask the design team about Western Building Products at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Are you a new, current, or future educator? Would you like to find out more from those in the teaching field? Hi, my name is Tanner Bailing, future Spanish teacher and treasurer of the University of Wisconsin-Platteville Aspiring Educators Chapter. Aspiring Educators is hosting a teacher panel on Tuesday, April 30th, starting at 6 p.m. in Doudna Hall, room 125 at the UW-Platteville main campus. Check-in is at 5:30 and admission is $10. Light refreshments will be provided. Please join us if you're looking for advice or to improve your classroom. We cannot wait to see you there.
Tanner will join us during the morning show, the second half, a little bit later on this morning, between 9 and 10 today on WRCO. From the notes on today, a few entertainment highlights. The Tortured Poets Department, the new album by Taylor Swift, made a huge debut in the top spot of the Billboard 200 albums chart. It moved 2.61 million units in its first week. Just over 1.9 million of that was sales, as opposed to streaming. The album had more than 891 million streams, marking the largest streaming week ever for an album. No surprise. Taylor Swift with a little bit of a departure for her, with a little bit more of a, I don't know, I saw somebody mention it, moody, you know, a little bit more like softer side of Taylor Swift. Nicole Kidman says she set out as a girl to explore the world and she can't believe she is standing in Hollywood. Kidman was given the Life Achievement Award in Los Angeles over the weekend. Kidman says she hopes that her example might give some fuel for the fires of other people's dreams. Among those who paid tribute to Kidman, including her husband Keith Urban, as well as Morgan Freeman, Meryl Streep, Reese Witherspoon, and Zac Efron, the ceremony will be shown on TNT coming up on June 17th. Our trivia question of the day is also coming up today. This is Zach Top.
Well, the day I was born and I couldn't believe I came out crying Chattahoochee. Didn't take too long after that for the hair on my head to grow long in the back. Now all the girls want me to pick them up when they hear me rolling by in my pickup truck. Cause it sounds like the radio back in 94, you know. Put the speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. Spinning non-stop. Something about a steel guitar moaning the blues makes me wanna go back a case or two. They say honky-tonk heroes go to heaven and oh, maybe that's why everybody wants to go. Cause it sounds like the radio back in 94, you know. Hook the speaker up to my soul. It sounds the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. Well, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of color.
the radio. Back in 94, you know, hook a speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. It's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
Zach Top on WRCO. Sounds like the radio. 52 degrees in RC. Is it my imagination or is it getting a little lighter out there? I think it is. Still looks a little hazy in the hillsides right now, but otherwise looks like, for the time being anyway, the rain has subsided. And maybe for the day. Coming up, our trivia question of the day, giving you the opportunity to win and amaze your friends here from WRCO. We go along with a celebrity birthday. Comedian Jerry Seinfeld turns 70. Today. So we go back to the old Seinfeld television program for the quiz today. Which of Seinfeld's four main characters did not appear in the show's first episode? Which one of Seinfeld's four main characters did not appear in the show's very first episode? 608-647-4155. Here is Blackhawk.
Lots of luck thinking up an alibi. But every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Goodbye.
it all.
We have a winner today, Chris Young. Congratulations. Chris came through the line with the right answer. Which of Seinfeld's four main characters did not appear in the show's first episode? You should have answered Elaine. There you go. One of the top characters. We had several guesses for Kramer, but he was there. And his character kind of evolved, too. I mean, he was always a weird guy, weird character. But he was even a little bit more of a recluse and weird in those first few episodes until the characters developed fully. And all four kind of became stars in their own right. And the thing I think that made that series very successful was the fact that Jerry Seinfeld let the others be funny, too. And I always compared it to the old Jack Benny show, if anybody remembers hearing that or watching that back in the day. But Jack wasn't the funniest guy on there. I mean, you laughed at him and his responses to situations, but the people around him, kind of a madcap cast of characters, that was kind of the funny part. And sometimes it was fun to watch Seinfeld's reaction. And you know, you could see kind of a smirk on his face. He was having trouble not laughing. He wasn't the best actor of the group, that's for sure. But anyway, Jerry Seinfeld turns 70 today. And again, Elaine, the right answer. She was not in the very first episode. The Seinfeld Chronicles was the name of the pilot or the first episode. Coming up on WRCO Radio, more details on today. And right now, we can tell you the trivia question of the day is sponsored by Subway on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center. Discover better for you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card or use it yourself.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
A friend has experienced the death of someone loved. You want to help, but you are not sure how to go about it. This is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Helping begins with your ability to be an active listener. Don't worry so much about what you will say. Just listen to the words that are being shared with you. By walking with your friend in grief, you are giving one of life's most precious gifts, yourself.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Walsh's of Richland Center in Muscadet will be having a lawn and garden sale. Select garden tools and Miracle-Gro products are on sale, and many other items. Also, the annual dirt sale that everyone enjoys will be going on during that time as well. Plus, on Friday, Ace and Richland Center will be having a grilling event in the parking lot. So stop in either of Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many wonderful items. And as always, and thank you, we appreciate your business.
County Road II in Richland County will be closed today from 8 until 4 for culvert replacement. The closure will be from County Road I to Ryan Road. A reminder from today's community events and the WRCO traffic report. We haven't gotten that helicopter yet, but we're working on it. This is Savannah Dexter.
Baby, love me, I'm broke. I tried to be old, but I can't find the words to make you understand me.
Your aggression is strong, I'm blind to your wrongs.
I know I cut you so deep, what I deserve is a loan.
Boy, your love is a battlefield,
I can't lay my armor down.
Fights are a contest,
don't know when to calm it down. My apologies never end.
What you swore you'd never say gets said again.
So what made you fall in love with a sinner like me?
With you I never know.
I bring you to tears and I know it's gotta stay.
When you beg me to stay after telling me to leave.
If I could take back the words, I would.
You would change if you could.
I kiss the tears off your face.
I know you're no good, but my love for you won't die.
You still love a sinner and I don't know why. Pretend that I'm heartless, but really I'm acting tough.
Sometimes your mask gets stuck.
My pride got me faking now.
You got your walls up.
Can't see me breaking down.
Hold me like December.
Love me like I'm crazy.
Your heart's stuck in winter.
No one else but you can save me.
Your apologies never end. What you swore you never say gets said again.
So what made you fall in love with a sinner like me?
With you I never know.
I bring you to tears and I know it's gotta stay.
When you beg me to stay after telling me to leave.
If I could take back the words, I would.
You would change if you could.
I kiss the tears off your face.
I know you're no good, but my love for you won't die.
You still love a sinner and I don't know why.
Happy Trails time coming up, and our news time from ABC as well. We're going to take a ride through Galveston. This is Glenn Campbell.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. I clean my gun, dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water, standing there looking out to sea. And is she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run? Galveston, oh